BBC News with Marion Marshall. In what the police have described as a landmark case, two brothers have become the first Britons to be sent to prison for conspiring to attend a training camp for militant fighters in Syria. 30-year-old Mohammed Nawaz and Hamza Nawaz, who's 24, were arrested when they returned to the UK last year, carrying bullets and pictures of their training. Dominic Casciani reports.
The brothers took the Channel Tunnel to France last August and then flew from there to Turkey. After crossing the border, they spent about 2 weeks in what prosecutors said was an extremist training camp and recorded their experiences on mobile phones. In one video, they talk about arriving for jihad. Another image shows one of them posing with an AK-47 rifle. Lawyers for the men told the Old Bailey they came home when they realised they could do nothing to help topple the Syrian regime. Judge Christopher Moss QC said there was no evidence the men plotted to attack the UK, but he had to take the current climate into account.
The government of Bangladesh has decided to ban devotees from five West African countries from attending a huge religious gathering in the country because of fears about Ebola. The Bisha Ijtima, which takes place every January, is the second largest congregation of Muslims after the Hajj. Here's our South Asia editor, Charles Haviland.
The Biswa Ijtima is a strictly non-political, prayer-centred gathering of Muslims that started nearly 70 years ago and takes place by a river not far from Dhaka. 2 or 3 million people attend. Of them, only about 20,000 are foreign, but they come from many countries. And a state Home Affairs Minister, Asaduzzaman Khan, told BBC Bengali that Bangladesh cannot run the risk of the Ebola virus spreading among those attending the Ijtima. It's planning to decline visa requests from the people of five West African states, but for now these have not been named.
The Israeli Interior Minister, Gilad Erdan, has revoked the residency rights of the widow of a Palestinian man who killed five people in a synagogue in Jerusalem last week. Kevin Connolly reports from there.
In a statement, Israel's Interior Minister, Gilad Erdan, said, "Anyone who's involved in terror has to take into account that there will be consequences for their family members too." Israel's used the same argument to reintroduce in Jerusalem the practice of blowing up the houses of Palestinians linked to recent killings. The Israeli human rights group B'Tselem said Nadia Abu Jamal was being banished from her home, describing the action as a collective punishment and an abuse of power.
A court in Alexandria has sentenced 78 Egyptian boys to jail terms of up to 5 years for belonging to the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. State media said the boys, who range in age from 13 to 17, engaged in protests against the government. They can appeal against their sentences. Thousands of Brotherhood supporters and others have been jailed in mass trials since Mohamed Morsi was deposed as president last year. World News from the BBC. Polio vaccination workers in Baluchistan in southwest Pakistan say they're suspending their work after four of their number were shot dead by unidentified gunmen. Three women and one man were killed while driving a short distance to meet their security team in the city of Quetta. Last month, an international body on polio said Pakistan's program was a disaster, with unreliable police protection teams and underpaid workers. US defense officials have told two American media outlets that US special forces took part in a mission that freed eight hostages seized by Al-Qaeda in Yemen. The unnamed sources said the operation, in the early hours of Tuesday morning, was carried out with Yemeni security forces. The French Defence Minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, has laid a wreath in Paris to pay tribute to 140,000 Chinese labourers who travelled to France to help the country during the First World War. Hugh Schofield reports from Paris.
In 1916, at the height of the war on the Western Front, France and Britain signed an agreement with the Chinese government, as a result of which eventually some 140,000 Chinese workers came to help the Allied effort against Germany. These men did not fight, but replaced French and British workers in factories and mines. Some also were at the front line in menial cleaning and maintenance tasks. All faced miserable conditions, and an unknown number died.
Russian investigators are examining whether air safety laws were broken when passengers apparently volunteered to push an airliner onto the runway after it became stuck when temperatures fell to 50 degrees below zero in Siberia. A video that's gone viral on the internet shows passengers, many of them oil men returning home, who seem to be pushing the plane at Igarka Airport on Tuesday. Aviation experts say this risked damaging the aircraft's skin, but airport officials deny that it was pushed. BBC News.